Welcome back to Building the Bakken, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
Well, I think in light of the downturn, what you've seen is the major operators that used to send 30 to 50 people might send 5 to 8. You've seen the, you know, we were so thrilled to be able to have 272 vendors. You know, we had 536 years ago. A lot of those salespeople are there. There's just not a lot of economic drivers on the exploration dollar right now. So the salespeople have been reduced. It's been a challenge. It's a very difficult time for industry right now. And yet you see people here. Getting together like this provides a sense of optimism because they can talk to their peers. They get a sense of where things are going. A lot of value in the infrastructure discussions that we have later today. I think that the fact that we've been able to continue to build infrastructure, still have big projects on the map. We've got the laborers union out there providing a wonderful lunch. They're wonderful new partners, by the way. They've been with us all the way. Their people are out there today putting Dakota Access Pipeline in the ground, and we're thrilled to have them here. So.
To listen to the full-length interview with Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Next, we hear from Lynn Helms, executive director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources.
From our aspect, it has changed the tenor of the conference to a real focus on efficiency.
Yeah.
Just efficiency, efficiency, efficiency everywhere you look. And Ron mentioned that we're just finishing up or conducting a core workshop. Interestingly enough, one of the focuses of the core workshop is the Dakota Formation or Inyan Kara, and rarely if ever did a geologist want to look at those rocks, but their number one operating cost is water handling and water disposal. And so they asked that we make that an aspect of the core workshop and actually have a presentation on the formation where they dispose of their produced water. Just in every area, that's where we seem to, especially on the regulatory and the technology and the geology side, a tremendous focus on efficiency. And we're hoping that all these efficiencies that they've invented or come up with become a permanent part of the Bakken and Three Forks play, so that the longer term prospects are even better than what we saw 2 years ago with $11 million wells.
To listen to the full-length interview with Lynn Helms, executive director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
The Real American Jam, a concert benefiting the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th, 16th, and 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch west of Medora. Joe Diffie, Corb Lund, Ned Ledoux, Bart Crow, and more will be performing. Tickets available now at realamericanjam.com. Camping's available. Call to reserve a spot, 701-623-4200. The Real American Jam, for the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th through the 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch. realamericanjam.com and buffalogapguestranch.com has complete details.
The 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4:30 at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Armies West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more vying for this year's Bakken Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4:30 at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Rick Rogers, Director of Safety for Purity Oilfield Services.
Rick Rogers, Purity Oilfield Services Safety Director, Training Department.
Tell me about Purity Oil Services.
We're basically a service that does everything but the drilling. We handle the winch trucks. We move the frack water, frack tanks, we have equipment rental. We're all in one company that basically can get you most services necessary as you call them across. So if you even looked at our brochures, you would see all the different services. We have a lay flat division, we have a well testing division, well overflow testing. So quite a bit of things.
How big are you guys?
Probably between 100, 150 strong now. We have about 80 vehicles. Over 60 of those are frac tanks, uprights, all the equipment you could possibly want.
So are you guys maintaining you're pulling your own weight with the downturn?
We haven't stopped hiring yet.
Oh.
We've continually had a open door policy, continually hired throughout this whole process. So ones and twosies instead of where we were doing fives and six. Before the downturn, we were about 200 people strong. After the downturn, we got to about 150, 120.
And how is your business, say, during the boom, and then compare it to now? You're still busy, but are you seeing that certain areas, like either tank rentals or, you know, some of your specialty services are maybe spiking?
Yeah, basically what's happened is a lot of the different ancillary jobs that we didn't do before. So we had to diversify. We do more pipe hauling than we had done before. We do more production water jobs, which might be a little bit more dangerous, higher H2S levels than we used to do. But now we do the SCBA training, self-contained breathing apparatus training, to make sure all our guys are qualified and safe before doing a job we already know is dangerous. So we have a lot more rental work, less frac work, obviously, less completion work, but in the same process, we're continually staying busy and hiring and moving forward. We've actually opened two different yards.
How many locations do you have?
Right now we have, our location is the corporate office out of Williston is our main office. We work out of Kildare. We have an office out of Arnagard Yard now. And we work in Montana and everywhere else. So we're pretty diversified.
And do you guys do any other shale plays outside of the Bakken?
Wyoming.
Okay.
We're in the Wyoming area out of Douglas. We have an office in Douglas. And our company also has a sister satellite in Midland, Texas. So on both the Permian Basin area and all that.
So you guys are pretty well diversified both in location and in services. So talk to me about what you do. You're involved with safety. So let's talk a little bit about the safety side of things.
Sure. Well, safety never slows down, first off. During the drop, all that means is my work got more and more difficult because now I'm tweaking my policies, I'm verifying my training, I'm doing everything possible to keep us always ready for that next big move. So we don't slow down. So my job is new hire training, bringing on new hires, bringing on driver training. Basically, the easiest way to say a safety person's job is twofold. One, protect every employee, make sure they go home alive and uninjured after every shift, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. Secondly, protect the corporation. Make sure that the company is keeping itself from liability and doing everything required for that. So I have two jobs, and then the rest is daily basis, verifying accidents, incidents, keeping those down, matching what's called your TRL rating, which is your safety scores, right? Your driver safety scores, all of that. So it all encompasses everything. All the training that you're required to do on job, so taking a new driver in the safety aspect, and we would take somebody off the street who has a skill set. We put about 3 weeks of training into them between mentoring, shadowing, and everything. $15,000 on the front end before they've even really worked and earned anything back for us. So we put a lot of time and effort into our program.
Did you guys lose any employees to, say, back home or anything like that?
Yeah, there's a few that just said, you know, I'm not going to stick it out, and it's time to go back home, whether they can make more money or not, because this is a sacrifice. And you got to remember, the easiest way to think about it, you have a lot of type A personalities that come out here to succeed, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if it slows down and they're not succeeding, then of course they don't want to be separated from family, so they're going to go back home. But we really didn't have a huge exodus of people.
How about, and I know you're not employed by the Chamber of Commerce of Williston or the Economic Development Corporation, but your observation, I talked to Sean Wenko, the economic developer there, and you know, he said Williston's still open for business. And I talked to a few other people that, you know, it's slowed down about 20%, but it's not a bust town.
Correct.
Yeah, talk to me a little bit about the community of Williston happening.
Well, the community in general, it has slowed down, but there's been a couple new businesses that have opened. Indications of the slowdown, Walmart is not paying $20 an hour anymore. They're paying $15 to $17.
To listen to the full-length interview, with Rick Rogers, Director of Safety for Purity Oilfield Services, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies, and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.